something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader 1 in Pader Town Council, Labura Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
When you're born again, it's too late to be poor. The only way you can remain poor after you're born again is to refuse knowledge. So, God says, my people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. Now, what knowledge is he talking about? Spiritual knowledge. The Greek calls it epignosis. It's talking about specific knowledge, no assumptions. It's absolute. It's the revelation knowledge of God's word that comes into a human spirit and just enlightens you and takes you, catapults you into another realm of life. You just know that you know. Hallelujah. And you know, by the time you start living according to that knowledge, people think you're a boaster. That's the way they look at you. Think you're boasting again. Because from then on, you just can't think like you're poor. It's impossible. And you can't think poor. You can't think so. Not because you're struggling and trying to become rich. You just can't think you're poor. You can't think so because you know you're rich. There is a knowing in you. You have come to find out that you cannot be rated by your bank account. You cannot be rated by all the property you got in your house. You just know. You may only have one shed on your back, but you just know you got more than enough. They can't understand you. You speak words that rule over kings. Hallelujah. The world can't understand you. No wonder the Bible says that you are peculiar. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's why the Roman Empire had trouble with Christians. They had trouble with Christians. Not because they didn't like Jesus. I want to tell you what they were up against. They weren't against Jesus. They didn't care about that Jew. They didn't worry about it. If the people said he was raised from the dead, who cares? They didn't bother about that. As long as Rome was okay in ruling the world. But something began to happen. The slaves didn't think like they were slaves anymore. When they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, they thought like they were kings. No, they were not rebellious. They had a sense of dignity, self-respect, self-worth. They could stand up tall. And news began to go around. What's happened to my slave? What happened to my slave? He's no longer talking. You call a slave. Romeo, come here. And he came like this. He was shaking as the Roman general was talking to him. He was shaking, but now he didn't shake no more. He came and he was ready to do the work. He would do everything. He would greet with all the respect, but he felt he was somebody. They said, if we let this go on long enough, the emperor will become nothing to them. And they began to listen. They said, oh, they're talking about another king. They believe they got another king, not Jesus, the man who was crucified. They believe he is a real king and a living king. They respect him more than anybody else. No, the emperor said, but I am Caesar. I am God. They said, but those guys don't know that. He said, call one of them. They brought him in. And he said, you know you're a slave of Rome? And for the first time, a slave will dare speak to Mr. God Caesar. He says, no man is a slave, your highness. Are you saying you're no longer a slave to Rome? God made men free, man made men slaves. And the man's speaking tough. They can't understand it. Did you ever read of Paul? Did you ever read for yourself? He was brought in bound before the king. I mean, where we're reading 26th chapter, book of Acts. He was there in bonds. He had chains when he was declaring all that we read. And when he preached Jesus so much, he turned to the king. He said, believest thou the prophets? And he didn't wait for an answer. He said, I know that you believe. And the man said, oh, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. And to his shock, Paul said, I will to God that not only you, but everybody who's hearing me now will be as I am, except for these chains. Hallelujah. I said, when Christ takes up his abode in the quarters of your heart, you are changed. That's the same reason a man who's been making this, I mean, terrorizing his wife and terrorizing the home, when the wife is born again, and she comes, you know, she always had this long face in the house, and the man was happy about it because he'd go, you know, moving from one woman to another in town, then he comes like a lion to the house. Where's my food? And the dear lady, and you know, she's been so oppressed. She's been so scared. She's so much afraid of him. So she sets the table. She makes everything all right for him. She's so scared and she's trembling. But then a neighbor comes to preach the gospel to her. She receives Christ into her life. For the first time, she thinks she's really somebody. Hallelujah. And then she's been told, count it all joy when you go through divers tests. And the man comes back, barking and roaring. And the woman is not afraid anymore. No, she's not disrespectful. But now she can give a kind smile. And she says, get me water. Instead of going, okay. She says, I'll get it. Oh, did she say what? See, what he got was not her words, a note of victory in her voice. And then he starts watching her. And he starts asking everybody in the house, has anybody been coming in? He wants to know if maybe somebody's been giving us some money. Because the first thing he thinks is, maybe they say that when a woman has money, she now starts, So he's thinking, maybe it's some money. Has anybody given her money? They said, nobody's been coming here. He starts checking her bag. Every time he sends her out, and then he goes into her bag and checks, looking for a checkbook and checking everything. He can't find the money. Then in the morning, he hears, she's praying. Praying? We've been married 20 years. I never heard her pray. The only time we prayed when we said, plus God minus devil. Now she's praying. And then what she's saying, he's trying to hear. Is she praying against me? Is she praying for another man? Then he hears her saying, he can't understand. What's gone wrong with my wife? She must have been going somewhere. The next time she says she's going somewhere, he has people out there tracing her, tracking her, trying to find out where she's going. She entered one church where they call them hallelujah people. Now he has real trouble at home. See, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you know what Jesus said? He said, I have not come to make peace. I have not come to negotiate. No peace process. You get it? He said, that's not what I've done. He said, I've come to set fire in the house. He said, you're gonna find trouble between mother and daughter. You're gonna have trouble between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. You're gonna have trouble in the house between father and son. Not because he's against family relationships. No. He's trying to tell you that even the most revered biological relationships would come apart because of this divine relationship. He's forewarning the people. He's saying, if you get in contact with me, if you have a relationship with me, it'll shake up every other relationship you have, except that relationship is connected through me. You know, when Jesus comes into your home, now you've been having husband and wife, the relationship changes. Jesus stands in between. You relate now to each other through him. In other words, you've got to listen to what I say, and you've got to listen to what I say. But the guy said, but she's my wife. Yeah, but he's my husband. Yeah, but I am Lord. See the difference? Now you see your husband the way I tell you to see him. And you see your wife the way I tell you to see her. And then they say, all right, but what about our daughter? I'm here too. You relate with her through me. It's a whole new ball game. Hallelujah. And there's not too many people who want that kind of relationship because they don't know Jesus. See, every time he shows up, he doesn't come to take anything from you. He only comes to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name forever. How he loves us so very much. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And to give you, not to take anything from you, to give you an inheritance. If you were born poor, now you got something. If you were born rich, now you discover that wasn't anything. Now that this has come, these are the true riches. Hallelujah. Health has come. Strength has come. Purposefulness has come. Hallelujah. You're no longer a speck in the dust. Every time you're walking in the street, how many of you have gone through the Oshodi Bridge? How many of you have been there? Have you ever looked down from that bridge to see the multitude of people? Did you ever wonder where they go to sleep in the night? There's so many. Then you come in the night and it's all clean. Praise God. Now, think about all of these millions of people. I understand got about between 8 and 10 million people in this Lagos. Now, that's a lot of, that's big number. And think of the fact that when you're working in that place, maybe in that Oshodi area, with so many people around you, and you're walking, every step you take, brothers and sisters, every step you take is on record. Listen, every step you take is on record in heaven. You can't go nowhere without your heavenly Father knowing where you are. He doesn't have to look for you. As small as you think you are, as insignificant as you think you are, think about you going to work tomorrow morning and there's so many vehicles going and coming, and you're just in the midst of them. You understand? You're just one among so many. Yet, his eyes are watching over you. And you know the way God deals with us? He deals with each one of us like we are the only one in the world. He never deals with you like there's anybody else. He relates with you as though there's nobody else in the world. That makes that relationship so wonderful when he deals with you. He forgets the whole world.
Hallelujah. The whole world.
Now, somebody thinks that's impossible, but that's exactly what he does. He forgets the whole world when he deals with you. You're like the only one in the world. And then he listens to you, and he has a plan for you, as though nobody else lives on this planet. Can you handle this? Come on. Can you get this? Can you take it in? Can you take it in? Is it too big for your theology? Now, when you understand that, your life will be a life of boldness. Then you start saying, he knows where I am.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Ayakalemi's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Loveo Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music,
The best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pater 1 in Pater Town Council, La Burra Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372, or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
How he loves us so very much. This is, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you, not to take anything from you, to give you an inheritance. If you were born poor, now you got something. If you were born rich, now you discover that wasn't anything. Now that this has come, these are the true riches. Hallelujah. Health has come. Strength has come. Purposefulness has come. Hallelujah. You're no longer a speck in the dust. Every time you're walking in the street, how many of you have gone through the Oshodi Bridge? How many of you have been there? Have you ever looked down from that bridge to see the multitude of people? Did you ever wonder where they go to sleep in the night? There's so many. Then you come in the night and it's all clean. Praise God. Now, think about all of these millions of people. I understand got about between 8 and 10 million people in this Lagos. Now, that's a big number. And think of the fact that when you're working in that place, maybe in that Oshodi area, with so many people around you, and you're walking, every step you take, brothers and sisters, every step you take is on record. Listen, every step you take is on record in heaven. You can't go nowhere without your heavenly Father knowing where you are. He doesn't have to look for you. As small as you think you are, as insignificant as you think you are, think about you going to work tomorrow morning and there's so many vehicles going and coming and you're just in the midst of them. You understand? You're just one among so many. Yet, His eyes are watching over you. And you know the way God deals with us? He deals with each one of us like we are the only one in the world. He never deals with you like there's anybody else. He relates with you as though there's nobody else in the world. That makes that relationship so wonderful when He deals with you. He forgets the whole world.
Hallelujah.
The whole world. Now, somebody thinks that's impossible, but that's exactly what He does. He forgets the whole world when He deals with you. You're like the only one in the world. And then He listens to you and He has a plan for you as though nobody else lives on this planet. Can you handle this? Come on. Can you get this? Can you take it in? Can you take it in? Is it too big for your theology? Now, when you understand that, your life will be a life of boldness. Then you start saying, He knows where I am. You know, Hagar found that to be true. Hagar was escaping, running away. And then she got to the point, she didn't know if anybody, she cried out for help. She wanted water for her baby. And there was nobody to help. There was no water. She was out there like an outcast. She'd been driven away. Here she was in that desert, nobody to help. And she thought, now I'm really going to die. My baby's going to die. And she turned away. She said, I don't want to see the baby die. I don't want to see the baby die. He's going to die, all right, but I don't want to see him die. And she knew she would die too. But she was there frustrated, abandoned, forsaken, neglected, all alone. And in the midst of that terrible situation, God called her by her first name. He didn't say, Sarah's maid. She didn't call Abraham's house girl. He forgot about Abraham for now. He forgot about Sarah for now. He said, Hagar, I know where you are. I want to help you. Your son will not die. There's water for you to drink. He got water out for them. And then he said, he will be a father of kings and bless them. And then she didn't know his name. This is Almighty God. Abraham, I talked about him. And then she didn't know his name. So she said, the one who sees me. That's what she called him. She called him the one who sees me. She thought nobody knew where she was. Even if they wanted to call her back home, they didn't know where she was. And then she called God Almighty, the one who sees me. Do you know him as the one who sees you today? Hallelujah. He's the one who sees you. He knows where you are. Amen. And I've told you, he's got an inheritance just for you. Hallelujah. And in the next several services, we're going to be studying the Word of God. We want to find out, what is this inheritance? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? How does it concern me? How did it become mine? How did I get it? And how do I enter into it? I want to know first what it is and then how to appropriate it for my life so that I can use my inheritance now. Some of you have been told you have an inheritance. In fact, your father can tell you that this land is yours. This house is for your younger brother. And this one, now he's saying all of these things and you're going around with him and he's showing you all this things, but you don't touch it. You dare say, Lord, that, now you're going, Daddy, can I build on that land now? Huh? You want to kill me? He's trying to tell you, you can't take it now. He's just trying to show you all of this wealth. So what do? You just know in your head that when daddy dies, I take that land and he takes that house and she takes that, and you know. But this one has already died. Amen. And then he rose again to see to it that nobody cheated you out of it. Hallelujah. He's alive to see to it that you get every one of it. All of that inheritance is just for you. Every time you want it, you can have it. If I were you, I'd break bread just today, just for this. I'd break bread. I mean, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands toward heaven. Worship him and honor him.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family, we are one, we are heirs of the Father, we are joint heirs with the Son, we are children of God's kingdom. We are family, we are one.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I've been singing that song for many years. It's a popular song among many Christians. We've sung it through the years, but let me tell you what my observation was about the singing of that song. I found out that most of the singers sang the song as a song of unity rather than its greater truth. Do you understand? So when they raised the song, they joined their hands together and they were singing, "We are one." What was so big to them there was the fact that we are one. But there's something in that song. Hallelujah. Because we are one. But it says we are heirs of God, or heirs of the Father, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I want us to see from the Word of God that there is an inheritance. Hallelujah. There is an inheritance for us. We have an inheritance. It's not something that is real to many. But I tell you, it's more real than all the things you've ever seen in this world. See, the Bible tells us that the things that are invisible are eternal. And the visible things in this world are subject to change. They're subject to change. But eternal things are invisible. So sharing today from what I've called here an inheritance for you. Praise God. There is an inheritance for you. You know, when you become a Christian, when you receive Christ into your life and you are born again, many times we're not told what really belongs to us. We receive by faith just one side of the coin. But there's another side to it. I want to read to you from the book of Acts, the 26th chapter. in the 18th verse. Well, on this occasion, the Bible tells us that Saul of Tarsus, who is better known as Paul, was on the road to Damascus with documents from the authorities to arrest every Christian that he could find. At this time, he was not born again. He wasn't a Christian. And on his journey to Damascus, at midday, he tells us that he saw a light from heaven shining brighter than the noonday sun. And a voice spoke out of that light, calling him by his first name, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he answered back, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. He didn't expect to hear the name Jesus, because he thought the man was dead and gone. He didn't believe in Jesus. That was not the name he expected to hear. But to his amazement, it was Jesus who spoke out of that light. He said, I am Jesus. Hallelujah. And there was where he commissioned the man, Paul. He gave him a vision for his life. Let him know why he called him into the ministry. And I want you to read with me now from verse 17 will be all right. He says here, Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. In other words, I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Praise God. He said, I'm sending you to the people to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive, here in the King James says, forgiveness of sins. A better rendering is remission of sins. It's talking about the washing away of sins. That they may receive remission of sins and inheritance. Now, a lot of Christians, a lot of God's people are acquainted with the side of remission of sins. But not many are acquainted with the inheritance. You see, so we got remission of sins from the Lord Jesus Christ, but we also got an inheritance. Hallelujah. Peter describes it as an inheritance incorruptible. Praise God. So I read that again here in the 18th verse. It says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance, hallelujah, among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Isn't that wonderful? We get an inheritance among the sanctified ones of God. Hallelujah. So the Bible lets us know that we have an inheritance. There is something for us. There's an inheritance. Somebody left a property for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead. And He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 077-002-372, or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Pater 1 in Pattertown Council, La Burra Building, next to Tuka Garage. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 0077-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This message is titled An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.